Many states have looked to Canada as a source of lower-priced prescription drugs. The Food and Drug Administration has rejected all the import plans. The government says it can't guarantee the safety of the products. Vermont's Republican governor wants his state to be the first to sue the FDA over its drug import ban. From Vermont Public Radio, John Dillon reports.
For the last 8 months, Vermont has tried to cut the cost of prescription drugs by turning north to Canada. Republican Governor Jim Douglas first asked the FDA's permission to set up a pilot program using a mail-order Canadian pharmacy. He wanted to start by offering the program to state employees, then expand it to cover other Vermonters. On Monday, the FDA rejected Vermont's request, just like it has for every other state that's asked for federal approval. So Governor Douglas says he had no choice but to take the federal government to court.
We felt we had a good plan. We felt it was well-designed and thoughtfully prepared. We think it's legal. We think it can be done in a way that will make a difference for the consumers of our state and bring down the cost of drugs. So I was disappointed that the FDA said no.
The FDA said Vermont could not guarantee that all the Canadian drugs would be safe and effective. William Hubbard is the FDA Associate Commissioner for Policy and Planning.
Congress has not given FDA, at least not yet, the authority and resources to oversee these imported drugs. And so our fear is that Americans would be getting drugs that are unregulated and of a suspicious quality in many cases.
Vermont Attorney General William Sorrell doesn't agree and thinks he has the facts on his side.
We don't have, numbers of Canadians dying by buying adulterated drugs in their drugstores, then what's the real legitimate factual basis for the FDA rejection on safety grounds? I don't see it.
Drug importation is also a hot political issue in Vermont. Governor Douglas, who is nearing the end of his first term, faces a challenge from Burlington Mayor Peter Clavelle. Clavelle, a Democrat, has set up a drug reimportation program in the state's largest city. And Clavelle has repeatedly criticized the governor for failing to fight the federal ban on Canadian drug imports. He calls Vermont's lawsuit political opportunism.
If Jim Douglas was serious about taking on the FDA, he would do what the city of Burlington has done, and he would do what other governors across the country have done, including Republican governors in New Hampshire and Minnesota. He would say, "We're going to Canada. We're going to Canada today."
Governor Douglas denies the suit is motivated by politics. He says he'll send his top aides to New Hampshire to review its plans to use Canadian drug imports for Medicaid recipients. In addition to the lawsuit, his administration is also considering launching an import program without FDA approval. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier, Vermont.